The Lord, we give you thanks and praise as we gather to celebrate this solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. And we are reminded that out of your love and goodness, you chose to share your life with us and to send your only begotten Son in the fullness of time to be our Lord and Savior. And then last weekend to give us the glorious gift of the Holy Spirit to help guide us and lead us into all truth. So we're grateful to be here, and I'm grateful, surrounded by so many wonderful friends and family. Open our hearts evermore to receiving your love and mercy and sharing it with others. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, it's great to be here. And just one word. The photos you see on the front of the program and in the social hall have not been digitally edited. It's just the wonderful, humbling, and glorious experience of aging. And some people do it more gracefully than others. Just leave it at that. So I'm so grateful to be here. So today I have to say something about the Trinity. You know, I was doing the opening slide and I thought, I'm not going to put my picture next to an icon of the Holy Trinity. That just seems a little wrong. But so I put my picture on and on the icon of the Trinity. Oh well. But the Trinity is a communion of persons. And that the very essence of God is relationship. You know, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit all relating to each other. And doing the beautiful work of creation, redemption, sanctification, and working in perfect harmony so that we could experience blessing in our life. And that's a model for all of us as a church, is that the Lord invites us to be secure in our identity as children of God, see what love the Father has for us, that we're called children of God, and so we are. So God wants us to walk in that confidence, but also to work with others. So there always has to be the openness to the other. And when we don't walk in our dignity and we're living out of a spirit of fear maybe or trauma or woundedness, then we aren't open to the other and we get suspicious, and that's where we have all the divisions we see in our society today and where there's so much speech too, where people aren't even listening to each other. So the Trinity this Sunday is all about celebrating the fact that God wants to open us up, but we start with our dignity as children of God, and that's always the starting point for all Catholic theologies, the dignity of the human person. And if we don't feel that in ourselves and understand the depths of God's love, then we're going to have a lot of brokenness in our world. And we do have a lot of brokenness in our world. So we ask the Lord to continue working with us to heal us. The second thing is, I love that, Romans 5:5, for hope does not disappoint. For God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. And thinking about my own life and my journey to my vocation, a huge part of that was St. Augustine's Catholic Center in Moscow, Idaho. When I tell people I went to school in Moscow, Russia, I said, no, Idaho. I always forget to put the Idaho on it. But to be able to experience the grace of having just a few months into college, being able to participate in Life in the Spirit seminar, to really understand and to experience the Holy Spirit in my life has been a huge grace over the years. And in all honesty, if that hadn't happened, I don't think I'd be standing here right now. I really don't. It's that important of a grace. It's normative to receive that, and that's why Jesus in the gospel today reminds us of that. Guidance and discernment, but when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. And what a joy to say we are being guided into all truth when there's so much confusion in the world, and he will speak what he hears and declare to you the things that are coming. So there's that prophetic element in that saying there in John's gospel, that we're not going to be left in the lurch when things get difficult and confusion spreads and just divisions and so forth, that we can pull back and pray in the power of the Holy Spirit and have a sense of guidance and purpose in our life every day. It doesn't mean we always get it right. I certainly don't always get it right. But to know that you have this gift inside of you through your baptism, this interior teacher who can help you make your way through some very difficult and painful situations in life is a huge grace, and we need to celebrate that. Amen? Big time, that we're not left on our own, and that God is faithful and generous and will lavish his gift upon us. And in all honesty, you know, we just continue to sit back and see things kind of unraveling in some ways. And I just paid $6.10 for gas. Of course, I usually go somewhere where it's cheap, but the light was on and there weren't any bars left on the gauge. So I'm thinking, that's really dumb. So you better get gas around the corner. So I did. But there's also other things happening where we're concerned. But again, don't forget, the Holy Spirit's been given to us, and hope does not disappoint. For God's love has been poured into our hearts, so the Holy Spirit has been given to us. So he's not going to leave us in the lurch. And there's a passage in Amos that the Lord never fails to share his secrets with the prophets. And that, again, that doesn't mean we get a lesson plan for the next year, maybe the next day or week. It's kind of how God works, one foot in front of the other. But he's going to give us the guidance we need. And the bottom line as a Christian is we have to love God and people when things are going well, and especially when things aren't going well. And so our witness in the midst of adversity and challenging times is one of the most powerful ways to draw people to Christ. And so as things get a little more tough around us, the grace will increase within us, and people are watching us, how we conduct ourselves. Do we come unglued when we're in line for 5 hours or just in an airport, or we have delays and everything? Or we, no, this is a chance for me to witness to God's love and that he has a plan for me, even though it's annoying. Right? And I was in Target a few weeks ago, and this woman was ahead of us, and I was the third person in line, and she rummaged through her purse for about 5 minutes. With coins to try to pay her bill. And of course, I never have cash, but I got my wallet stolen years ago and just don't ever have cash on me. And I just thought, is that a picture of the things to come, that people are just going to really start struggling and scraping by? But the people were so patient in line. And I thought, good for them, because that doesn't always happen. Amen. Sometimes people get really upset. It was at least five, not that I was timing it or anything. I kind of was, actually, but 5 minutes. And then I thought about how embarrassed she must have felt. You know, that she was just literally throwing out pennies and dimes and everything. And I just thought, wow, if that's kind of an indicator of tough times to come, then we need to be patient and carry cash on yourself, unlike me. And maybe you could have helped her out or something. But God is going to be with us no matter what happens. He never abandons us. And this is our time to rise up and shine. Amen. Just a few thank yous. I don't want to be too long-winded. There's some food waiting for you in the social hall. But I want to thank my family. You know, this is a crazy time of the year, so a lot of graduations and weddings and everything going on, fishing. My dad's up in the Northwest Territories right now thinking of me as he's catching giant pike. But my family has been an essential part of my faith journey, and lots of wonderful memories with them. You'll see some pictures of them too, and you can assess the aging process. My friends, lots of friends here today, that we journey together in faith, and I've been able to be a part of your life during some really incredible times and some really sad times. But it's the same way with me. You've been a part of my life during some incredibly joyful times and some sad times, and it's a two-way street. It's a current of grace. The parish staff and volunteers, they've been working so hard to put this together. And I'm not organized. You just work with me for a day and you can pretty much figure that out. So I surround myself with people who are intelligent and organized. And they did all the work for this, the reception, the flower arrangements, everything. And so I so appreciate the parish staff and volunteers who put everything together. Somebody even last night repaired my elf because the button fell off. Isn't that great? Thank you, Lord. And just, I hope I didn't forget to thank anyone. I think I covered everyone. I didn't, forgive me. So I debated about whether to do this. My theme song is Through It All, inspired by Hillsong. And I was just cooking Thai food a few hours ago, and the kitchen was filled with peppers, and it made us all start coughing. And I thought, I don't know if I can croak this out, but I think I can. But this just says it all, that through all the seasons of your life, that God's got you covered, and he's got your back, and we need to be grateful for that. So let's see how this works. Lord have mercy. You are forever in my life. You see me through the seasons. Cover me with your hand and lead me in your righteousness. And I look to you, and I wait on you. I'll sing to you, Lord, a hymn of love for your faithfulness to me. I'm carried in everlasting arms. You'll never let me go. Through it all, hallelujah, 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 I'll sing to you, Lord, a hymn of love for your faithfulness to me. I'm carried in everlasting arms. You'll never let me go through it.